Today is the deadline for cities from around the country to enter the competition for up to 50,000 new jobs as the new home of the second world headquarters of the retail giant conglomerate Amazon. Among those jumping in are several Massachusetts communities. With us this morning to review what we know and what we don't know so far about those bids is WBUR's Asma Khalid. Good morning, Asma.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Before we talk about the differences in the local bids, let's begin with the common theme here. Tell us how important Boston area colleges are for all of these proposals.
Well, Bob, that's really kind of the central point. In reading these bids, you'll realize that they all essentially point to the plethora of colleges and universities around Greater Boston, specifically those that offer computer science degrees. And you'll see things in some of these bids like, oh, these are the number of colleges within a 30-mile radius. And really, no surprise, Bob, a lot of these are actually within a 3-mile radius of Boston specifically. But you'll see in a lot of these bids that are sort of outside of the immediate Boston area, they're trying to highlight this educational factor. And look, you know, I mean, this sort of makes sense. I get this. You know, in fact, you'll see in the Billerica-Lowell combination bid that the first thing the bid highlights, even before you get to tax breaks under the incentive headline, is highly educated workforce. You know, I mean, that's sort of phenomenal to me and speaks to really what this region collectively is trying to say about itself.
And if a geographic area outside of Greater Boston actually submits that, it's kind of like undercutting what Boston would be proposing, I assume.
Well, I think, Bob, what they're trying to say is, hey, look at us. We can offer you the suburban lifestyle without kind of the urban headaches, and we can also pull and lure folks apparently from this same talent pool.
All right. Now let's look at the Boston bid. The major proposal from the city of Boston. It actually won't be public until tomorrow. What do we know so far?
So, Bob, the big headline is that yesterday here on WBUR, Mayor Walsh hinted that the bid is going to be focused on Suffolk Downs. He said it'll be in East Boston. It'll be near the airport. And, you know, he says that here in this region, he feels like he wants to focus specifically on the quality of life that Boston has to offer.
We have a plan for education. We have smart people here in our city. We're working on our high schools and redesigning our high schools in Boston so we can tie that right into the Amazon workforce. So there's a lot of good things.
Tax incentives of any kind?
No, we didn't put any tax incentives in this piece right now. I mean, it's too early in the process. You just don't know what exactly it is that you're building yet.
And so, Bob, you heard there specifically that the mayor feels that Boston doesn't need to offer tax incentives. And he says that this is because he feels like the city kind of has an edge already. And really, he might be calculating correctly there. I mean, there were reports early on in Bloomberg News that Boston was a favorite, that, in fact, senior Amazon executives were lobbying for Boston. Of course, you know, many folks would say, well, tax incentives still need to be part of this package. And the mayor isn't really dismissing that. He's just saying it's too early at this point in the process.
But he did say no tax incentives yet in that question to Megna, which does stand in pretty stark contrast to what the city of Worcester is offering up.
Yeah, Bob, Worcester's bid was released Tuesday night, and in it, it specifically highlights the fact that the city is willing to offer up to some $500 million in tax incentives. These would be real estate tax savings, and they also highlight a personal property tax exemption that would last for some 20 years. No, this wouldn't be cash directly from Worcester. Instead, the city is offering to use something called an economic development incentive package, which is essentially a tax incentive program that's a combination of state and local funds.
All right, let's run through some of the other bids. City of New Bedford, what's its pitch?
Yeah, so it's pitching a 100-plus acre site that's currently a golf course, and it highlights, again, its proximity to Boston, but more affordable housing. And Bob, this is really the common theme you see in a lot of these non-Boston bids here in Massachusetts, that it's sort of a better quality of life, a more affordable housing market.
Housing affordability is also the focus of the pitch from some communities in the Merrimack Valley.
That's right. A bunch of cities teamed up for a bid. You have Lowell, Tewksbury, Billerica, and some other cities in Middlesex County. They highlight the fact also that they have more affordable housing than Boston and can tap into the same educational talent pool that many people would likely see in specifically the Boston area. And one thing that I think is kind of interesting in their bid, they actually include signed letters of support from every city in the region. There's about a dozen of them. And so you see in some ways that it's kind of uniting the entire region up there in Middlesex County behind behind this one common bid.
And right up in the same area, there are other communities right near the New Hampshire line who have their own bid.
And that's right. We're expecting to see a bid later today from Lawrence, North Andover, Andover, Haverhill, and Methuen. They have not released that, so we don't have the specifics yet. But I have previously spoken with Mayor Dan Rivera of Lawrence, and it seems that they're focused on an old Lucent Technologies facility in North Andover.
All right. If we go further north, the state of New Hampshire has a bid, which includes, as I understand it, some kind of clever competitive writing.
Yeah. And Bob, you know, I was sifting through hundreds of pages of bid documents, and I've really got to admit, New Hampshire gets a lot of points for creativity. You know, when you're looking through all these bids, you sort of wake up and you're quite alert when you're reading through New Hampshire's. And basically, their pitch is, hey, come to New Hampshire. You'll get all the benefits of Boston without all the headaches. And Bob, I want to read you one particularly biting line. Here we go. Commuting into downtown Boston has become a congestion nightmare. It has grown beyond capacity to the point where Boston actually had to withdraw from Olympic consideration because of the citizens' fury over current untenable traffic congestion. And Bob, the bid essentially paints Boston as this decrepit, decaying, overgrown city. And they have one other quote that I found particularly funny, if you don't mind me reading it here. So it says, choose Boston, and next year when you leave your tiny $4,000 a month apartment only to sit in 2 hours of traffic trying to make your way to an overburdened airport, you'll be wishing you were in New Hampshire.
Well, I don't know about the rest of it, but New Hampshire at least has the traffic part right. WBUR's Susquehalid, lead reporter for WBUR's Bostonomics team covering innovation in the local economy. Thanks a lot for coming in and wading through this with us this morning.
You're welcome.